Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is James Kranick, and I have a charge on my credit card that I did not make. And it was made on 4/23 for the amount of 59.89 for daily activity deals.
Yes, sir. What was your first and last name?
James Kranick, K-R-A-Y-N-I-K. Your name?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay, Morgan. Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir. Could you verify your mailing address?
1466 Wiregrass Way, Hardeeville, South Carolina, 29927.
And it looks like there was the contest entered for a Dyson vacuum. In order to be eligible,
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please? My phone's buzzing a little bit.
There is a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum. You would have had to be enrolled in our meal planning app called ByteTub. Do you recall entering that contest or starting the subscription for ByteTub?
No. I never gave my card out.
Do you recall seeing the contest or entering it? It was done at the email address JIMKRAYNIK.
I saw the contest on the internet, but I did not enter it.
Yes, and that contest was entered. It looks like you entered your mailing address, your phone number, your email address, and that card information was entered, as well as you sent a confirmation email to the Jim Kranick email.
Well, I don't want it.
Your subscription was canceled before you were transferred over to Fraud.
Pardon me?
Your subscription was canceled before you were transferred over to Fraud.
My decision?
Your subscription was canceled before you were transferred over.
Okay. So what about the charge?
That stops any future billings. We can offer a partial refund for 75% on that charge.
All right. I'll take that.
It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. Would you like the confirmation number?
Okay. Yeah, please. Go slow, please, Morgan.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
9206.
Okay.
11.
Okay.
21.
Okay.
8. 8. That's correct.
Okay. C920611218.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your customer support. You have a great day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.